Good morning, and welcome to Claude Daily. I'm Alex, and it is Thursday, May 7th, 2026. Big show today. Genuinely one of the more significant stories we've covered in a while.
Yeah, I want to say that's hyperbole, but it's really not. When I saw the headline this morning, I literally put my coffee down, which, those of you who know me know that never happens.
For first-time listeners, Claude Daily is your daily rundown on everything Claude and Anthropic. The news, the analysis, what it means for you, whether you're a developer building on the API, a researcher using Claude in your workflow, a business that's integrated AI into your operations, or just someone who's genuinely curious about where this technology is going.
And we try to be honest about it. We're not just here to cheer everything Anthropic does. When something's impressive, we'll tell you. When something raises real questions, we'll ask them out loud.
Exactly. And today's main story manages to be both impressive and question-raising at the same time, which honestly makes for the best kind of conversation.
Both simultaneously, which is kind of the theme of AI in 2026 generally, but we'll get to that.
We will. So let's get into it. The headline, Anthropic has announced a major compute expansion through a new partnership with SpaceX.
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 As in Starlink, rockets to Mars, Starship, that's SpaceX.
That's SpaceX. And under this deal, Anthropic is getting access to the entirety of Colossus One's data center capacity, more than 300 megawatts of power, over 220,000 NVIDIA GPUs, and it's expected to come online within the month.
Within the month, okay, let's let those numbers breathe for a second.
Yeah.
220,000 NVIDIA GPUs. That is not a small number. That is one of the largest concentrations of AI compute in the world, in a single facility, all pointed at Anthropic's workloads.
And the direct, tangible result that users are going to feel almost immediately? Anthropic has increased usage limits for Claude Code and for the broader API.
Which, look, that's the thing I genuinely didn't expect to be the headline. I expected the compute announcement to be a separate thing. The fact that they tied it directly to the usage limit increase tells you something about how seriously they're taking this.
Right. This isn't here's our infrastructure story, stay tuned. It's here's our infrastructure story and here's what it means for you right now.
Action, not announcement. I appreciate that.
Let's dig in. So let's start from the beginning with what Colossus One actually is. Because I think a lot of people have heard the name but don't know the full picture.
Yeah, give us the background.
So Colossus One is one of the most powerful GPU clusters ever assembled. It was built out by SpaceX as part of a massive compute infrastructure build-out, the kind of thing you undertake when you're thinking about AI capabilities not just as a product but as a core operational need across your business. Starlink network optimization, Starship flight systems, autonomous manufacturing. SpaceX has real AI requirements of its own.
So they built this thing for themselves?
For themselves, yes. And they built it at a scale that, apparently, they aren't using at full capacity right now. Which is where Anthropic comes in.
So the hardware is already there, the facility is already running. This isn't a we're going to build something new announcement. It's a we're taking over existing capacity announcement.
That's the most plausible reading, and it explains the within a month timeline. Because if you're talking about constructing a new 300 megawatt data center from scratch, you're talking about years, not a month. The fact that this is coming online in a month means the facility already exists. The power infrastructure is already there. The cooling is already there. The deal is about access rights and contractual structure, not about construction.
Which is actually, that's a really good deal structure for Anthropic. You get 220,000 GPUs without having to wait 2 years for a facility to be built.
And for SpaceX, having Anthropic as a large, serious compute customer on infrastructure that was potentially underutilized, that's not a bad position to be in either.
Revenue from day one on capacity you already built. Yeah, that makes complete sense from SpaceX's side.
Let's talk about the power numbers for a moment, because I think 300 megawatts can sound abstract.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. To put it in some context, 300 megawatts is roughly the power consumption of a mid-sized city. Like, we're not talking about a server room in a corporate office. We're talking about the kind of power draw that requires dedicated industrial infrastructure, specialized power delivery, enormous cooling systems. This is power plant scale computing.
And that entire power envelope is pointed at AI workloads.
All of it. Training models, running inference, supporting the full stack of Anthropic's operations. That's what 300 megawatts buys you.
It's staggering. And I keep trying to make it feel real in my head, and it keeps feeling like a science fiction number.
10 years ago, it would have been science fiction. Today, it's a press release.
That's either exciting or terrifying.
Probably both.
Both simultaneously. See, I'm telling you, that's the tagline.
We'll workshop it. Now let's talk about the GPU count specifically, because 220,000 NVIDIA GPUs is where things get really interesting for people who follow AI infrastructure. We don't have confirmation yet on exactly which generation of chip we're talking about. The announcement says NVIDIA GPUs, but doesn't specify the model.
And that matters a lot.
It matters enormously. Because if you're talking about 220,000 chips at the H100 generation versus H200 versus something in the more recent Blackwell architecture line, those are vastly different compute profiles.
Like Blackwell generation chips have dramatically higher throughput for certain inference tasks than H100s. Same count, completely different capability.
Right. And I noticed that Anthropic was specific about the count and specific about the brand, but not specific about the generation, which is sometimes how these announcements go when the answer is complicated.
Meaning it might be a mix.
Might be a mix. Training optimized chips for model training runs, inference optimized configurations for serving users at scale. The optimal chip for each of those tasks is different even within NVIDIA's lineup.
That would actually make a lot of sense. Like, if you're running this facility for both training and serving, you'd want a hardware mix that reflects those different workloads.
Almost certainly. And whatever the specific mix, the raw count at 220,000 means Anthropic is operating at a scale that, honestly, changes their competitive standing in the AI space in a real way.
Let's talk about that competitive angle, because this is a big piece of the story. Anthropic has historically been operating at a compute disadvantage relative to its main competitors. OpenAI has effectively had Microsoft Azure as an infinite backstop. Google DeepMind has Google's own data centers and Google's own custom chips. And Anthropic has been the technically brilliant but resource-constrained challenger.
And that framing, which has been somewhat accurate over the past few years, this deal challenges it directly.
It doesn't make them the biggest. I want to be clear about that. OpenAI's infrastructure through Microsoft, Google's tensor processing unit clusters, those are still at a different scale. But this closes the gap in a meaningful way.
It puts Anthropic in a different conversation. A year ago, 2 years ago, the narrative was, Anthropic punches above its weight class given its compute constraints. Now the compute constraints are being addressed at the source.
And that has implications not just for what Anthropic can do today, but for what they can build toward. Because the model training runs for future generations of Claude are going to require enormous compute. And having this capacity in-house, or at least under long-term contract, changes what's possible in those training runs.
Let's actually go there, because I think the training dimension of this story gets undersold in the immediate coverage. Everyone's focused on the usage limits, which is the tangible near-term thing. But the deeper implication might be what this means for the next Claude model, or the one after that.
Yeah. So, frontier model training runs have become genuinely one of the defining dividing lines in AI. The compute required to train a state-of-the-art model is enormous and gets larger with each generation. We're talking about training runs that cost hundreds of millions of dollars just in compute time.
And the cost is almost entirely GPUs running for months.
Almost entirely. So when you have this much GPU capacity available to you, your cost per training run goes down significantly. Your iteration speed goes up. You can try experiments you couldn't have tried before because you couldn't afford the failed ones.
That last part is really important. A huge amount of AI progress comes from trying things that might not work. You need to be able to afford the failures to find the successes.
And resource-constrained labs have to be really conservative about which experiments they run. You run the ones you're most confident about, which means you're sampling a smaller part of the possibility space, which means you're probably missing discoveries.
Whereas if compute is abundant, relatively speaking, you can explore more broadly. You can try architectures that seem speculative. You can run ablation studies that would be impractical otherwise.
And for a lab like Anthropic, which has consistently argued that the path to safe, reliable AI requires deep understanding of how these models work, not just what they can do, that exploration has value beyond just making the next model slightly better.
Right. The interpretability research, the constitutional AI work, the mechanistic understanding of model behavior, all of that benefits from being able to run more experiments.
So this is not just a capacity story, it's potentially a research velocity story.
I think that's right. And it's interesting because Anthropic hasn't framed it that way. They've framed it around usage limits and user experience. But the implications go much deeper.
Okay, so let's get into the thing that's probably most relevant for people listening right now, which is, What does this actually mean for your day if you're using Claude Code?
Right. So Claude Code, quick background for anyone who's less familiar, this is Anthropic's agentic coding assistant. And I want to emphasize the word agentic because it distinguishes this from something like basic autocomplete or a code search tool.
It's not just finishing your sentences.
It is not finishing your sentences. An agentic coding workflow means you describe a task, refactor this module to use the new data model, write tests for this service, investigate why this function is returning incorrect results, and Claude Code goes and does it. It reads files, understands the code base, makes changes, runs tests, evaluates the results, iterates.
And each one of those steps is a separate model call. Reading a file, call, analyzing the code, call, proposing a change, call, verifying the test output, call. So a single Claude Code session doing a reasonably complex task might involve dozens of model calls, sometimes hundreds.
Which is why rate limits have been the most significant pain point for developers using it at any scale.
I've talked to developers who describe their Claude Code workflow as managing the rate limits was itself a task that required cognitive load. You'd be deep in a complex refactor, you'd hit a limit, you'd have to pause, wait, plan around it, lose your train of thought, lose the momentum.
And that's exactly the opposite of what the product is supposed to do.
The product is supposed to remove friction. If the product introduces its own friction in the form of usage limits you have to constantly navigate, you're losing half the value.
So addressing this at the infrastructure level, rather than just tuning the product to be more efficient, which they're probably doing as well, but addressing it at the infrastructure level is a fundamentally different kind of fix.
It's the right fix. Software optimizations have ceilings. If the underlying problem is compute scarcity, the underlying fix has to be compute abundance.
Now, Anthropic hasn't given specific numbers for the new limits. We don't have, you used to get X requests per minute, now you get Y requests per minute. The announcement is framed as a limit increase alongside the compute expansion, not as a precise technical spec.
Which suggests they might be rolling this out gradually rather than flipping a switch.
Almost certainly gradually. If you double your theoretical inference capacity overnight and just announce it, you'd see a huge surge in traffic that would stress even the new infrastructure. You'd want to validate, load test, roll out in stages. Enterprise customers first, probably, then higher tier API users, then broader availability.
Which means some people might start noticing the higher limits before the official rollout is complete.
Very likely. If you're an enterprise customer and you start seeing your rate limit constraints ease up over the next few weeks, this is why.
And for developers who are building products on top of Claude, not just using it themselves, but building products for their own users, this matters at the product design level. Because when you know your compute headroom is limited, you design conservatively. You make fewer AI calls per user action. You batch things together in ways that might not be optimal for quality.
But if the headroom expands,
you can design more ambitiously. You can build features that require more inference per user interaction. You unlock product possibilities that weren't practical before.
That's the platform effect. When the underlying capability expands, the things built on top can expand too. The whole developer ecosystem benefits, not just Anthropic's direct users.
That's really important, and I'm glad you said it, because I think in the initial coverage of this, it's easy to say higher usage limits, great for individual developers. But the second order effect is what gets built in the next 12 months that couldn't have been built before because the infrastructure wasn't there.
And we don't know yet. By definition, the most interesting things that get built on an expanded platform are things we haven't thought of yet.
The App Store argument. When the iPhone launched, nobody predicted that the killer use case would include ride sharing and instant food delivery. The platform existed and people invented those applications.
Right, and the Claude platform, the API, Claude Code, the whole developer ecosystem is going through something similar. The capability exists. Now the capacity constraint is being lifted. What gets invented as a result is an open question.
And probably a really interesting one.
Probably a fascinating one.
All right, I want to talk about NVIDIA specifically for a minute, because this is 220,000 NVIDIA GPUs, not AI accelerators, not custom silicon, NVIDIA. And I think that's a meaningful data point.
It is. NVIDIA continues to be, there's just no other way to put this, the dominant force in AI hardware by a significant margin.
And the reason is CUDA, this software ecosystem that NVIDIA built over like two decades. every AI framework, every training library, every inference optimization tool, they're all optimized for NVIDIA hardware because that's what researchers used for years, and it created this massive ecosystem advantage.
AMD has been making real progress. Intel has been trying. Various startups have come in with custom silicon plays. Google has its Tensor processing units. Amazon has Trainium and Inferentia chips. And NVIDIA is still the answer when you need to stand up serious AI capacity quickly.
Because you can hire engineers who already know CUDA. Because your tooling works out of the box. Because if you hit a weird problem at 3 a.m, there are Stack Overflow answers for it.
Ecosystem value is real, and it's enormous. And the fact that this deal at this scale is explicitly NVIDIA, that tells you something about where the practical frontier of AI infrastructure still lives.
Even with all the alternative hardware developments of the past few years, even with all the investment in non-NVIDIA options, when you're moving fast and you need 220,000 GPUs to work reliably at scale, you reach for NVIDIA.
Although I'd be curious about the generation mix, because the newer Blackwell architecture chips from NVIDIA are dramatically more capable for inference workloads than the H100 generation. And inference is really what matters when you're talking about serving millions of users at scale.
Right, training is something you do periodically. Inference is something you do constantly, every time any user sends a message.
So the inference chip selection is arguably more important for the near-term user experience story than the training chip selection.
And again, we don't have that detail from the announcement, which I'll say one more time. Sometimes you're specific about numbers when the numbers are flattering and less specific when they're complicated.
Fair observation. We'll see as more details come out.
Let me raise something I've been sitting with all morning because I want to make sure we're being complete here and not just cheerleading.
Please.
300 megawatts of compute running continuously is not a small environmental footprint. And Anthropic has made gestures, some genuine, I think, toward caring about AI's environmental impact. How does a deal of this scale square with that?
That is a fair and important question, and I'll be honest with you, the announcement doesn't address it. There is no mention of renewable energy sourcing, no mention of carbon offsets, no mention of what the power source for Colossus 1 actually is.
And we don't know. It could be entirely renewable. It could be grid power in a region with a coal-heavy mix. We genuinely don't know.
We don't. And I think that's something Anthropic should be asked about as follow-up to this announcement. Because the AI industry's energy consumption has become a legitimate policy and ethics question. A deal of this size meaningfully adds to the industry's total footprint.
To be fair to Anthropic, they're not uniquely bad on this. OpenAI, Google, Meta, nobody in the frontier AI space is exactly publishing detailed carbon accounting for their compute.
True, but everyone else is also not answering, isn't really an answer.
No, it isn't. So I'll just say, this is a question that should be asked and answered. And the fact that today's announcement didn't address it is notable.
Agreed. Noted. On the record. Let's talk about the strategic picture for Anthropic more broadly, because this deal connects to a story that's been building for a while.
Yeah, give us the Anthropic arc.
So Anthropic was founded in 2021 by Dario Amode, Daniela Amode, and several other researchers who left OpenAI. The founding thesis was, the most important thing in AI right now is getting safety right. Building systems that are reliably helpful, honest, and harmless. Not as a constraint on capability, but as a core design goal.
Constitutional AI. The whole approach of training models to have good values rather than just being powerful.
Right. And the critique of Anthropic, which has been made by competitors and skeptics, has sometimes been that they're great at the safety research, but behind on the raw capability and the compute investment. Like, you can have all the right intentions, but if you don't have the infrastructure to compete, your intentions don't matter as much.
And Anthropic's response to that increasingly has been, we're going to do both.
Both. The safety work doesn't stop. The safety research is core. But we're also going to build the infrastructure to compete on capability. Because if the safe lab can't build the most capable models, then the most capable models are going to come from somewhere else. And that's not good for the safety goal.
Right. The argument is, if you care about AI being developed safely, you need the people who care about safety to be at the frontier, not behind it.
Exactly. And this SpaceX deal is very much in that spirit. It's Anthropic saying, we are serious about being a durable, well-resourced, genuinely competitive frontier AI lab, not a well-intentioned academic exercise.
And I think that's an important signal to the field, because there has been a question, why? Not always asked out loud, but present in the background, about whether Anthropic has the staying power to be a major player long-term.
And deals like this are part of the answer to that question.
Let's talk about the broader context of compute and AI right now, because I think the SpaceX deal is one data point in a much bigger trend.
Yeah. The compute race in AI has become one of the defining stories of the past few years. Every major AI lab and every major tech company is trying to secure as much GPU capacity as they can. There have been billions of dollars invested in data center build-out. There have been government-level initiatives around compute as strategic infrastructure.
In the United States, in the European Union, in China, compute has been recognized as a critical national resource in a way that, honestly, would have seemed extreme 5 years ago.
And the export control situation is part of that. The U.S. has been restricting the export of high-end NVIDIA chips to certain countries, specifically because of their value for AI development, which means domestic access to this hardware has geopolitical significance, not just commercial significance.
And a deal that secures 220,000 of these chips for a U.S.-based AI lab is, in some sense, a national-level resource story, not just a company-level story.
I'd say the announcement is framed as purely commercial, and I don't want to overread the geopolitical implications, but it's not nothing.
It's not nothing. And it's interesting that the partner here is SpaceX specifically, which has deep ties to U.S. national security infrastructure, the Department of Defense contracts, Starlink's operational role in various geopolitical situations. Anthropic is not partnering with a neutral party.
Right. Although again, the announcement doesn't indicate anything beyond a commercial compute arrangement. I just think the context is worth naming.
Agreed. Context matters.
Let's come back to something I touched on earlier, which is the question of where we are in AI development overall. Because this deal exists in a specific moment in the evolution of this technology, and I think understanding that moment helps understand why the deal matters.
Yeah, give us the big picture.
So there's been a debate in the AI research community for a few years now about whether scaling, just training bigger models on more data with more compute, is the path to continued progress, or whether we've hit diminishing returns on that approach and need architectural breakthroughs.
And both camps have had their moments of seeming right.
They have. What's become clearer over the past year or so is that the answer is probably diminishing returns on pre-training at scale, specifically. You train a big model on a huge amount of text, and at some point you've trained on most of the high-quality text that exists, and additional training data has less impact.
But inference time compute is a completely different story.
Completely different. When you're running an agentic system, Claude Code being a great example, the compute that matters isn't what was spent training the model. It's the compute used at runtime, every time the system takes an action, evaluates a result, decides what to do next.
And that compute scales with the complexity and duration of the task. You give Claude Code a 10-minute task, it uses 10 minutes worth of inference compute. You give it a day-long project, it uses that much more.
So the more capable and useful these agentic systems become, the more they can actually do, the more inference compute they require. It's not a constraint, it's a feature. The value is proportional to the compute.
Which means Anthropic's compute expansion is not just about having capacity for their current product. It's about having the infrastructure to deliver the full value of the agentic AI paradigm that they're clearly building toward.
Claude Code is one instance of that paradigm, but the vision extends much further. Healthcare applications where an AI system can research a patient's case over hours rather than seconds. Legal research agents that can work through thousands of documents on a problem. Scientific research assistants that can run multi-step experiments computationally and iterate on the results.
All of those require sustained inference, not one-shot answers, extended, iterative, agentic work.
And all of that requires compute that you can reliably access at scale, over time, at reasonable cost.
So in a way, and this might sound grandiose, but I think it's accurate, this infrastructure deal is part of what makes the agentic AI future possible. Not just for Anthropic's products, but for the whole conception of what AI can do.
I think that's right. And it's why I said at the top that this story is both impressive and raises questions simultaneously.
Because the impressive part is the scale and the capability it unlocks. And the question-raising part is a world where AI systems are doing multi-hour, multi-day agentic work on your behalf. What does that mean for human agency, for employment, for decision-making, for accountability?
Those are not small questions.
No. And Anthropic, to their credit, has thought more publicly and more carefully about those questions than most AI labs. But having the right values and having the infrastructure to act on them at scale, those are two different things, and now they're much closer to having both.
All right, let's take a breath here because we've covered a lot of ground. Before we wrap up, Sam, What's your bottom line on this story?
My bottom line is, this is a legitimately big deal in every sense of the phrase. The compute numbers are enormous. The implications for what Anthropic can build and how well they can serve their users are significant. And it represents a real shift in Anthropic's position in the AI landscape, from technically excellent but resource-constrained to technically excellent and much better resourced.
And for users of Claude Code specifically?
For users of Claude Code, the friction you've been experiencing is being addressed at the root cause. That's the kind of fix you want.
And for developers building on the API?
Room to be more ambitious. Design your applications to do more, not to work around limits. That's a green light I'd be happy to get.
Good summary.
You?
My bottom line is similar, but I'd add one thing. This deal is consistent with a pattern of Anthropic making strategic moves that are quiet in the moment but significant in their cumulative effect. No big splashy announcements about moonshots. Just, we needed compute, we went and got it. Here's what it means for you. That kind of operational discipline is what sustained frontier AI development actually looks like.
Less noise, more infrastructure.
Less noise, more infrastructure. So speaking of the broader AI landscape, because this story really doesn't exist by itself, there's a lot happening across the industry right now that connects directly to what Anthropic is doing here.
Yeah, and one thing I keep coming back to is the question of what this compute race actually signals about where we are in AI development as a whole. Because it's not just Anthropic doing this.
No. Every major player is in this arms race simultaneously. The question is whether it leads somewhere good.
Or somewhere terrifying, or, you know.
Both simultaneously.
See, it works for everything.
It really does. So one of the things that's been interesting to watch across the AI space lately is the way that the value proposition of AI has shifted from impressive demo to production infrastructure. Like 2 or 3 years ago, the conversation was, look what this model can do. Now the conversation is, how reliable is it? How fast is it? How much can it do without me babysitting it?
Right. The bar has moved from, can it write a poem, to, can I build a business on top of it?
Exactly. And that shift changes what matters. When you're doing demos, you want the most impressive outputs. When you're running production systems, you want reliability, latency, throughput, uptime, predictable behavior.
And all of those production metrics require compute. Not just a lot of compute, but reliable, well-managed, well-distributed compute.
So in a sense, the infrastructure deals, the SpaceX partnership, the AWS investments, all of it, are Anthropic catching up to the reality that their users have already arrived at. Their users are already building real products. Now Anthropic's infrastructure needs to match that.
And this deal is evidence that they know that.
Yeah, let me ask you something, because you follow the developer community closely. When Claude Code usage limits were biting developers, was that showing up in terms of people moving to competitors?
Honestly, yes. Anecdotally, definitely. I've seen developers say things like, I love Claude Code, the output quality is better for my use case. But I've started using this other tool for certain tasks because I keep running out of limits.
Which is the worst kind of customer loss. Not because your product is bad, but because of an infrastructure constraint.
Right. And the thing about developer loyalty is it's hard to win back. If a developer builds their workflow around a different tool because Claude Code was rate limited and they've optimized their process for that other tool and they're comfortable with it, getting them to switch back takes real effort, even if you fix the rate limits.
So the urgency here is real. This isn't just nice to have more compute. It's we're losing developers to competitors for a non-product reason, and we need to fix it.
And Anthropic knows that. They're not a naive company. They understand their competitive situation.
Let's also talk for a moment about what this means for the platform dynamics of AI tooling more broadly. Because there's a real question in the developer world right now about whether we're moving toward a world dominated by one or two AI platforms, the way the mobile world ended up dominated by iOS and Android, or whether it stays fragmented.
Right. And the compute expansion Anthropic is doing here is in part a bet that Claude can be that kind of foundational platform.
For coding specifically, but really across domains.
Yeah. The logic is, if you can be the most capable, most reliable, most accessible AI platform for developers, if you become the default choice because you're consistently better and never throttle you, then you win the platform layer. And winning the platform layer in AI is enormously valuable.
The analogy to mobile is apt because right now the AI application layer is still wide open. Nobody owns it. But the platform layer, the models, the APIs, that's where the consolidation is happening. And the labs with the best models, the best APIs, and the best infrastructure are going to define what gets built on top of them.
And this compute deal is squarely aimed at that, making Claude more accessible, more capable, more reliable as a platform.
Let's talk about something that I find genuinely fascinating from a product standpoint, which is how the nature of what Claude can do changes when you remove the compute constraints.
Oh, this is interesting.
Because right now, when you're designing an agentic AI system, you're constantly making trade-offs. Every model call costs something. Money, latency, your rate limit budget. So you end up designing systems that try to minimize the number of calls, which sometimes means asking the model to do too much in a single prompt, which reduces quality, or means skipping verification steps that would catch errors.
Right. The rate limits change the architecture. They're not just a constraint on how much you can do, they're a constraint on how well you can do it.
Whereas if compute is genuinely abundant, if you can make as many calls as you need at whatever pace makes sense, you can design differently. You can build systems with verification loops, with reflection steps, with parallel exploration of multiple approaches.
Which are all things that humans do when solving hard problems. You don't just try one approach and hope. You try several, you check your work, you reconsider.
And current agentic AI systems are somewhat constrained from doing that by the economics and rate limits of inference. Remove those constraints, and the systems can be designed to work more like how you'd actually want them to work.
That's a meaningful capability uplift that has nothing to do with making the model smarter, just giving it the room to use its intelligence more fully.
Right. The model doesn't change. The architecture around the model changes because the constraints change.
That's genuinely exciting. Like, that's one of those things where the same base capability delivers dramatically different results just because the scaffolding around it can be better.
And I think that's actually an underappreciated part of this announcement. It's not, Claude is going to get smarter. It's Claude is going to be able to use the intelligence it already has more effectively because the infrastructure around it will have more room.
More room. I like that framing. Sometimes the constraint isn't the capability, it's the room you have to express it.
Exactly.
All right, I want to take a step back for a second and just acknowledge something. We're sitting here in May 2026 talking about 220,000 GPUs and 300 megawatt data centers and agentic AI coding assistants doing multi-hour autonomous development tasks. And all of this is just normal news. This is Thursday morning.
Huh. Yeah, when you put it that way.
5 years ago, this conversation would have been science fiction. And today, it's a podcast episode about a business deal.
That's the pace of this technology. And it can be easy to lose sight of it because you're so close to it, covering it every day.
But it's worth stepping back occasionally and saying, this is extraordinary. What's happening is historically unusual.
Agreed. And what makes it unusual isn't just the technical capabilities. It's the speed of adoption, the breadth of application, the degree to which this technology has woven itself into real workflows for real people and real businesses.
Claude Code is being used by real developers building real products today. Not in a research lab, not in a pilot program, in production.
And those developers are running into real rate limits that are now being addressed with real GPU capacity obtained through a real deal with SpaceX. There's nothing speculative about this anymore.
It's all quite real.
Let me ask you something as we think about what's coming. We know compute is going up. We know usage limits are going up. Where do you think the next bottleneck is? Because in complex systems, when you remove one bottleneck, the next one reveals itself.
Oh, that's a great question. So if compute is no longer the primary constraint on what you can do with Claude Code, where does the ceiling come from next?
Right. Is it model capability? Is it context window limitations? Is it the quality of the tooling and integrations? Something else?
I think honestly, the next frontier for Claude Code specifically is, and this is a hard one, it's the interface between the AI system and the complexity of real-world code bases. Like, my code base has 10 years of history, weird architectural decisions, undocumented assumptions, tribal knowledge that lives in developers' heads. Can an agentic AI system really navigate that?
That's the understands the code base problem.
Yeah. And it's not a compute problem or a model intelligence problem, it's an integration problem. How deeply can the system actually understand the specific context of your specific project?
Context in the richest sense. Not just context window, but organizational context, historical context, intentional context.
Right. And I think that's where a lot of the product development energy in this space is going to go over the next year or two. Because the raw capability is there. The compute is becoming less constraining. The next hill to climb is depth of contextual understanding.
That's a smart prediction. And it's consistent with the trend we've seen in AI tools generally. The moves from generic capability to domain-specific performance.
Right. The best AI tools are becoming the ones that know the most about your specific situation, not the ones with the biggest general models.
Although you need both, you need the big general model and the domain-specific fine-tuning and the contextual integration. All three.
All three simultaneously.
Ha! There it is again.
We should really make that mug.
We really should. All right, let's start winding down. We've covered a lot of ground today, from the raw numbers on the SpaceX compute deal, to what it means for Claude Code users, to the competitive implications for Anthropic, to the broader infrastructure trends in AI, to some genuinely philosophical questions about where this technology is headed and what it means.
It was a full morning.
It was a full morning, and we'll be watching closely as the details on this deal continue to emerge, specifically around which GPU generations are in the mix, the power sourcing and environmental footprint question, and the exact timeline for when developers actually start seeing the higher limits in practice.
If you're a developer using Claude Code and you start noticing changes over the next few weeks, we want to hear about it. Because the real test of this is not the numbers in the press release. It's whether your workflow actually feels different.
That's right. Infrastructure stories live and die in the lived experience of the people using the tools.
And we'll report on that.
We will. One more thing before we close. I want to acknowledge that we're in a period where AI news genuinely requires sustained attention to track properly. The pace is extraordinary. The implications of individual stories extend in multiple directions simultaneously. It can feel overwhelming.
And that's kind of why this show exists.
That's exactly why this show exists. Not to simplify things down to sound bites, but to actually work through what's happening and why it matters. To take the time to ask the uncomfortable questions alongside celebrating the real achievements.
And to do it in a way that doesn't require you to have a PhD in machine learning to follow along.
Hopefully. We try. We really do try.
I think we mostly succeed.
Thank you for the qualified confidence, Sam.
Anytime.
All right, that's going to do it for today's episode of Claude Daily. Big story on a Thursday morning. Anthropic's compute partnership with SpaceX, more than 300 megawatts of capacity, over 220,000 NVIDIA GPUs, all of it expected to come online within the month, and usage limits for Claude Code and the API already on the way up.
It's a big deal, worth talking about at length, which I think we did.
We did. If today's episode was useful to you, please pass it along to developers, researchers, builders, or anyone who's genuinely engaged with where AI is going. That's how shows like this reach the people who can benefit from them most.
And if you've got thoughts on the SpaceX deal, questions we didn't ask, angles we didn't cover, we want to hear them. We genuinely take that feedback into how we cover future stories.
We'll be back tomorrow with whatever the AI world decides to hand us next.
At this pace, it'll be something significant.
Almost guaranteed. I'm Alex.
I'm Sam.
Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Take care.